Okay, we're on Lama Gimel Lama Bey's Tana Rabbanan. Yeah.
No. Brachas. Well,
okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. Brachas and Klalos, just a bit before that. Ketzad. So the curse, the blessings and the curses, and how evil and how grizim. So where was that? Ketzad. Kivin she'ovar Yisrael es Yarden. Since Yisrael crossed the Jordan. Rukulei. Tana Rabon, the Sabraisa. Hallo Hema, behold, they are Be'eber Yardain, right, on the other side of the Yardain. Okay. Me'eber Yardain Ve'elach. It means they're on the other, the, right, they're on the other side of the river, and Elach over here means far. Okay. Divri Rebbe Yehuda. So they're far away from the Yardain. So Achrei Derech, Rashi also brings Achrei means far away. The Mavoa Shemesh. So Mavoa Shemesh can meet, either mean sunrise or sunset. But if we, okay, Mokum Shechoma Zurachas. This, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the place where the sun comes up, Nates, right? But and it's far away from Nates, so it's far away from the east. It's in the west. Beretz Kanani, Hayoshe Barava. It's in the land of the Canaanites. That's in the dwelling in the plains. Elu ha, that was the end of the pasuk. Elu ha grizim v'harevel. This is how, right? Sheyoshvin, that they dwell there currently, behen kusim in their times. Now the pasuk says mul Gilgal means samach Gilgal, close to Gilgal. So it sounds over here that Gilgal is in the west, even though on the maps I ever saw it seems to be on the east. But anyway, it sounds so according to it's on the west. Eitzel Eloine Moira is next to Eloine Moira, so which is Shem. Okay, Ulahalanoime, and further on it says, right, so because it doesn't say Shem over here in by the mountains. So we're gonna learn Shem from Avram Avinu. So it says V'yavor Avram went and crossed Be'aretz Ad Mochem Shem until Shem. Yeah, Ad Elam Moira. Until Elam Moira. So we see Elam Moira and Shem are together. Yeah, so Ma Elam Moira ha'omolaholon Shem. Just as Elam Moira that said over there is Shem. Afkan Shem. So too, over here with the mountains, it's also Shem. Now we're not gorsing Tanya. We get rid of that because it's a continuation of the Brisa, the Tsefta. Yeah, Oma Rebbe Elazar. Says Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yosi. But Dovazat, with this piece of information that we just said, Elonai Moreh is Shem, I ziyafti, I debunked, I disproved Sifrei Kusim, the books of the Kutim. Amarti Lahem, I said to them, Zayaftem Toraskam, you faked your Torah, meaning your version of the Torah. They don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, they've only got Torah Shebichsav. Veloha Aleisem B'yadchem Chulum, and you didn't gain anything from it, because it's quite clear that it's a fake. Yeah, she'etam imrim, that you guys, omrim, say, Eilun Imore, the place of Eilun Imore, is Shem. So, af onu moidim, so to we agree, she'eilun Imore is Shem. Right? But, right, we have a source for it. Onu lamda nuha migazera shava. We learned it in migazera shava, whereas atem, you guys, yeah, b'meh lamadatum. How did you learn it? Yeah, you've got no source for it. Elamai, you copied from us. So you see, you know, you're fakers. Now, Rebbe Elazar, he's got a different opinion of where the mountains are. He says, Amar, Holo Hema, behold, they are the mountains, Be'eber Yarden, Eber Yarden, means Samoch Yarden, close to the Yarden. Right? De'i Me'eber Yarden Ve'elach, if you wanted to say like Rebbe Yehuda said, that it was right from the across the river and far away, meaning the west. Hallo Ksiv, it says, yeah, Vahaya Ba'avrachem, Esa Yarden. As soon as you cross the Jordan, basically you should erect those stones and do all the procedure. So you see, it's in the east. Okay, Achrei Derech Mavoa Shemesh is after. So how's he explaining the Pesuchim? It says far away. Achrei means far away from the Derech Mavoa Shemesh. So Mavoa Shemesh, he's going to say, is Mokum Shechama Shukas, in the place where the sun Shukas, like Shkia, right? Shukas, when the sun goes down. The Beretz Kanani, the Pasuk says Beretz Kanani. In fact, yeah, Eretz Chivihi, it is actually Chivi. Yeah, Yoshev Arava, it's sitting in the plains. Hello, Hema Bain Harimon Gavoy saying. It's actually, in fact, it's in a mountainous region. So we're going to explain why it's saying, seemingly giving the pinpointing seems to be wrong over here. Mola Gilgal, it's we said before that means Samach Gilgal. But hello, Lo Ro Es Gilgal, it's as far away, these mountains from Gilgal. So now Rabbi Eliezer is going to go in the same lines as previous Rabbi Elazar, and he's just going to explain that basically these pinpointing wasn't actually pinpointing, it was actually giving directions. And when they come into Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Lo Bar Kosov, the Torah only came Elo Laharois to show Lehem Derech B'Shnia. The way to go in the Shnia means the second big journey of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Kederech, just like Sheher Olahem B'Rishona, like it showed them in the first journey of Israel. Meaning, in the Midbar, they were following they had the clouds to lead them. Now, but over here, once Moshe Rabbeinu died, they didn't have the clouds anymore, so they actually needed, more conventional forms of finding the way. So we had to get directions. So Derech. So this is the word derech in the pasuk. It means bederech luchu, go in, on the road, go on the well trodden path. Below b'sadas b'kromim, but don't go in the fields and in the vineyards. Now Yoshev, Hayoshev is the pasuk. But you should go in populated areas. Luchu below b'midbaros. You shouldn't go in the deserts. Okay, but arava, you should go in the arava. Yeah, which means like the plains. But Arava, lechu, go in the Arava, velo v'harim agvois, but don't go in the mountainous areas. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kate said, Avru Yisrael Siyarin. How did they cross the Jordan River? Now we're talking about actually crossing it now. B'chol yom, generally, the Aaron Noseya Acha Shnei Dagolim. Right, and when the camp in formation, there was two camps in the beginning, in the front, and there was the Levim in the middle, and then there was two camps, well, sets of three at the back. Hayom Nos Atachile went first. It led the Klal Yisrael. Shenema, Hine Aaron Habris, behold the Aaron of the Covenant, Adon Kol Ha'aretz, the master of all the world, Oiva Lifneichem. He's going, so Lifneichem means before you, so he's going in the lead. Yeah, another difference of today. B'chol Yom V'Yom, generally, yeah, Levim Noisim Es Aaron, the Levim, the Bnei Kehas, they carried the Aaron. Yeah, have a yom, and today, Nosu'uhu, it was carried by the Kohanim. Shinema, v'haya b'kenoyach, kapos ragle ha-Kohanim, and it was when they rested the soles of the feet of the Kohanim, noisi Aaron Hashem, the carrying the Aaron of Hashem, v'goyma. Now, Tanya, we got a brisa. Rebbe Yossi Omer, b'shloish makomis, there's three situations, three places, Nosu Kohanim es Aaron. The Kohanim, instead of the Levim, carried the Aaron. Now, number one, Kishe Avru es Yarden, when they crossed the Yarden, like we just said. Yeah. Number two, Kishe Hisibu es Yerecho, when they had the battle and they surrounded Yerecho, they went around Yerecho, also the Kohanim carried the Aaron. And also, third time was Kishe Hizuru Lemkoimo, when they returned it to its place, meaning they brought it into the Mesa Mikdash that Shlomo HaMelech had built. The Kivan, and since Shnitzbalu, that they toiveled, right? They dipped in Ragli Kohenim B'Moim in the water. Chozru Amayim La'Achoreim, the water went back. Yeah, Shnema Ukvoi Noisi Aaron, right? When it was whilst the carrying the Aaron Adayardein V'Goyma for Ya'amdu, and they stopped to Mayim Hayordim that was coming down Milamala. And the water was coming from upstream. And Komu, and he stood as a nade, as a column, like a pillar, echod. So it stood up as a pillar. The Kamat Goyven Shel Moyim. And how high was that pillar of water that was waiting for the Jews to cross? Shnaim Osa Mil, as Shnaim Osa Mil. It was 12 mil by 12 mil, about 12 kilometers on 12 kilometers. Mil. Keneged Machane, corresponding to the Machane Yisrael, the size of the camp of Machane Yisrael, of the camp of the Jews, was 12 mil. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So, Amaloi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishiv. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishiv says to Rabbi Yehuda, L'divarecha, according to you, yeah, Odom Kal is a person swift, yeah, or Maim Kalim, or the Maim is the Maim swifter, yeah? Heavy Oimah, you wouldn't you say my imp Callum, that water goes faster than a person. So imp came. So if it's like you're saying, it's only 12 mil high, bottom is going to come the mind, but show you for noise on, it's going to wash them away. So Ella, so Rabbi Elazar Rishon says like this, Mila made Shahayu Mayim. So it teaches you, we learn that the water was Mayim Nidgoshin, that means it was like piled up, the oil in, it went up. Kifin, this is like arches, Al Gabi Kifin, arches upon arches, some kind of arch formation, one stacking on one top of the other. Yesa Mishaloshima Oismil, more than 300 mil, right? Ad Shirao, until he saw Oisan Kol Malchim Mizrach Marav, all the kings of the east and the west, Shinema Vayehi Kishemora Kol Malchim Emori, when they heard all the Malchim Emori, Asher Ve'eva Yardin, which were on the other side of the river, Yoma, on the west side, yeah, Kol Malchim Kanani, and all the kings of the Kanani, Asher Ala Yom, they were on the Mediterranean, as Asher Hoivish Hashem, that Hashem dried out, like Yavesh Hovish, Hashem Esme Yardin, the Yardin, Mipnei, because of Bnei Yisrael, Ad Avram, until they crossed, V'yimas L'vavam, and the hearts got melted. They didn't have any more spirit to fight against Yisrael. But Af, yeah, Rachav Hazona, also Rachav Hazona, she was a Canaanite woman. On the Shluche Yeshua, she said the Shluche Yeshua, when they came in before they crossed before the river split, and they went over as a reconnaissance mission. Yeah, Kishamonu, she said, we heard as Asher Hoivish that Hashem dried out as Me Yamsuf, the waters of the Yamsuf. This is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. Uchsi v'nishma, and it was heard, or we heard, v'yomas, and it melted, l'vaveinu, our hearts, v'lukama, oid, we didn't have any more spirit to fight against you guys. Now, oidam, let's do the three oidams, then we'll stop. Oidam adat biyardin. Whilst, right, oidam means they were whilst, yeah, while they were. Right, and there's going to be three of these. Oidam biyardin, Amalahem Yeshua, Yeshua said to them the following. Du'u, you should know, al ma atem, upon what you guys, over him, are crossing, Esa Yardin. Al manas means in order. Shatoi Rishu, that you should banish, expel, right? Es Yoshvi Aretz, the inhabitants of this land. Mifuneichem, before you, that's your job. That's your point, yeah? Shinema, v'horashtem, this is a quote from the Torah, you should banish. Es kol yoshvei aretz, all as well as the land, the b'neichem before you. So we're going. So says Yeshua, im atem oisin kein, if you do thusly, yet mutov, it's good. The imla, but if not, botin, is they're going to come the mayim, the shoytfin, and it's going to wash away oisechem, you guys. Strange word oisechem. We normally say either oc or eschem. Yeah, my oisechem. What is oisechem? Yeah, so it's a conjunction of two words. It means oisiv eschem. Now, whilst they're in the riverbed, oidam, number two, v'yardei, amalam Yeshua. Yeshua said, harimu l'chem, lift up, ish evan, a stone, achas, one stone, al shichmoy, on his shoulder, l'mispar, corresponding to the number of shiftei Yisrael, of the tribes of Israel, which is 12, the goyimah. And it also says, this should be a sign amongst you. When they're going to ask you, your sons in the future, what are these stones for you? So it's a sign to the children that they crossed Avos Esayarin, the Avos crossed the Yarden. Now, last thing, Oidam the Yarden, whilst they're in the Yarden, Omel and Yeshua said to them, Su'u Lachem, you should take for yourself, Mizeh, Mitoch Yarden, from amongst the Yarden, Mimatzav Ragli Akoinim, from the foothold of the Koinim, Hochein, prepare, Shteim Esri Abonim, 12 stones, and we see later in the Gemara, this is actually a new set of stones, right? But Havaratem, these ones you should take with you, Oisom Imochem with you, Yev Hinachtem, and you should place them, Oisom Bamalon, in the lodgings, like a Malon, a Shetalinu, that you should lodge, Bo Halayla. We're going, Yochol, Bakol, Malon, and Malon. You may think it's in each Malon. Yeah, Tamaloma, a Shetalinu, Bo Halayla. That's one you're going to dwell in tonight. Stop that.